We know that humankind of thousands of years ago, some of them lived to very high yearly numbers, you know, Methuselah and others as well. Could it be that they were the Anunnaki and they had a very long life span?
Yeah, you know, we were talking about the DNA earlier and how it all related to the Anunnaki or the mythological gods, if some people want to call them
sure.
that. They certainly seem to have had a much longer lifespan, if not an eternal lifespan, based on what is written in the tablets. They looked at time completely differently to how we view time. In that little passage I read to you from Genesis earlier, it also made it clear that God decided to make man's years 120 because he felt that he didn't want man to live longer than that. So again, it points to some sort of genetic manipulation so that man or the newly created Homo sapiens species did not live as long as their maker, the Anunnaki gods. And I think the Sumerian tablets are filled with that kind of evidence. I'm just looking here at a Sumerian tablet that was discovered relatively recently. And again, corroborating a lot of what Zechariah Sitchin has been doing for years and being laughed at by many, corroborating all of his work. And this is, again, another thing that people must realize is that Sumerian tablets are being transcribed all the time. It's not something that has happened in the past and put away and there we have it.
There are some, though, who do not, they have interpreted these tablets as being different than what Zechariah Sitchin has. So you are correct when you say there are some skeptics out there who don't accept his theories.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would invite those skeptics to do more reading, more scratching, more of their own research. You know, if you are a skeptic, do your own research and just get on the internet. We have the luxury of having the internet, and you will find so much information it'll spin your head around for a long time to come. Sumerian tablets get transcribed all the time, so and they end up in museums and in different shows around the world. One of the ones that I'm looking at here is a translation that this comes from the Schoen collection in Norway. It talks about these kings, you know, that rule for 28,000 years, for 43,000 years, for 36,000 years, and so forth, a total of 220,000 years. And they named them. They named the kings, they named where they ruled and who they were. Now, these are incredible things that are corroborated across various tablets and definitely are in line with the genetic findings and the historical findings, the things that we've spoken about now, the events of Sodom and Gomorrah, that can only be explained if you start applying modern technology to it, and so forth.